three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives, which only one of them can win. Maggie Curran won $12,680 on our last two games and is today's returning champion. But Randy West plans to defeat the champ and take her place in the winner's circle. But Pam Weinstein isn't worried about them. She plans to make it a three-way race and come out on top. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Simarkin.
Thank you, Rod Roddy, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck. Of course, the most competitive game in television, where our players take real big risks for real big money. Right now, let's meet the players who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Randy.
Hi, Peter. I'm Randy West, originally from New York City. I work with radio stations across the country and helping them produce special programs. Today is my birthday. I turned the ripe old age of 30. I can no longer be trusted.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Let's see if this birthday brings you some good luck on Press Your Luck.
I hope so.
All right, let's meet Pam.
Hi, Peter. I'm Pam Weinstein. I was born and raised in Denver, Colorado, and I now live in New York City. I'm studying acting there, and I hope to make it real big one day.
Oh, I hope you do, Pam. Do you miss all the snow and the skiing in Colorado?
I do miss the skiing, yeah. But I went last year and wondered why I had done it for 10 years. I was really in pain.
Sore. All right. Well, welcome to Press Your Luck, Pam, and now let's talk to our champion of 2 days. I said 3 days yesterday. I was wrong. This is your third day.
Right.
Maggie, you have over $12,000.
Yes.
Yeah, you have no intentions of stopping, do you?
You're going to
go on.
No, I don't.
Big dollars, okay?
Yeah.
I have great confidence in you, Maggie. You've got some tough competitors, though. But I'm going to ask you 4 questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the Big Press Your Luck game board. Now, the more spins you have, obviously, the more money you can win, because our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in prizes and fabulous cash. And every time you stop the board like this, stop! You win money like I did. I don't play this game. I do better. $1,000. Of course, you can hit a whammy. If you do hit a whammy, he jumps out and takes away all your money, which makes you very sad. Now, the player with the most money at the end of the game gets to keep it all and return again tomorrow. That's not a bad deal. Okay, are you all ready to press your luck?
You got it.
Here we go with the first question. The Campbell Company sells more canned soup than any other company. But what is their number one selling variety? Randy?
Chicken soup.
Randy says chicken soup. If he's right, he's going to pick up 3 valuable spins. I'm going to give that answer to our 2 other players, Pam and Maggie. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer chicken soup, cream of mushroom, or tomato? Pam?
I'll say tomato.
Pam says tomato, and we'll go over to Maggie to see what she says. What do you think,
chicken.
Maggie? Chicken. Two chickens and a tomato. Well, their number one selling variety is tomato soup,
right.
And Randy got it. Well, Randy did not get it. I'm sorry. Pam got it. Randy didn't get it. So Randy gets no spins. Pam picks up a spin, goes to 1. And Maggie gets nothing, so we only want to pick up any spins with Pam. Well done, Pam. Here's the second question. What actress got a large settlement based on her claim that she was once married at sea by a ship captain to Howard Hughes? I got 3 blank faces and 3 blank answers. All right, I'm going to give it to you in multiple choice form. If you're right, you'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Terry Moore, Jane Russell, or Jean Peters? Randy?
I'm going to guess Jane Russell.
Randy says Jane Russell. Pam, who do you say?
I'll go with Jane Russell.
You'll go with Jane Russell. Maggie, who do you go with?
Jean Peters.
Jean Peters. Well, as a matter of fact, the answer to that question is Terry Moore.
Oh.
Nobody got it. Here we go. Randy's got no spins. Pam won and Maggie won. Here we go to our third question. What job did Lady Diana hold before marrying Charles? Pam?
She was a school teacher.
Pam says a teacher. If she's right, 3 big spins. Is the correct answer teacher, model, or dressmaker? What do you think, Randy?
Peter, it's teacher.
Randy goes along with Pam and says a teacher. We go over to Maggie to see what she says.
Teacher.
What do you think? Maggie says teacher. Well, the fact of the matter, Lady Di was formerly a teacher.
Oh.
Correct. Correct. Everybody picks up spins. Randy picks up 1. Pam picks up 3, goes to 4. And Maggie picks up 1 and goes to 1. All right, here's your 4th and final question. Here's one for everyone with a sweet tooth. What is currently America's best-selling candy bar? Randy?
Hershey's chocolate.
Hershey's, says Randy. If he's right, three big spins. Is the correct answer Hershey's, Snickers, or Milky Way? Pam?
Snickers.
Pam goes with Snickers. You said that like Snickers, too. Maggie, what do you think?
Hershey's.
Hershey's. Two Hershey's and a Snickers. As a matter of fact, the America's favorite selling candy bar, best-selling candy bar, is a Snickers.
Oh,
Pam
right.
Snickered right. All right, Randy's left with one spin. Pam picks up spins, goes to five, and Maggie's got one. And you're going to have a chance to convert those spins into Press Your Luck dollars at the big game board right after this. Tammy's put you out of the game. Is everyone ready? Well, we've got Randy with the fewest spins and Maggie. The rule is the player to my furthest left goes first. That's Randy. One spin, no dollars. Ready to pick up some bucks?
Absolutely.
Here we go, Randy.
Let's get some big bucks on this now. Stop.
$250. Beats the whammy by a long shot.
Absolutely.
All right, $250 for you, Randy. We now go over to Maggie with her one spin and see if she can top $250. Maggie? No pressure luck. Here we go. Stop at $750. You bettered it by $500. Maggie's in first place with $750. We have yet to hear from Pam with five spins, no dollars. Pam, are you ready to press your luck?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Snickering Pam.
Stop
at $750. One fell swoop, she ties Maggie, four spins. Press your luck or pass, Pam?
I'll press my luck.
That's what I figured.
Stop
at $500.
All right.
$1,250 for you, Pam. You're forging into the lead. You know, you want to be have the most money in this round because that gives you an advantage in the bonus round. What do you want to do? Press your luck?
One more time.
Whoa,
one
more time. I hope the whammy didn't hear that.
Stop
at $600. He didn't. $1,850 for you, Pam. Two spins left. Press your luck or pass those spins. If you do, they go to Maggie because she has the next highest amount of money. What do you want to do? Want to protect that total? There they go. Over to Maggie. Two spins. $750 at stake, Maggie. Spins you must take since they were passed. Here they come, one at a time. Stop and advance two spaces to a microwave oven, Maggie. Well done. Value of $548. Maggie, that gives you $1,298. About $600 less than Pam. One spin left that you must take. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here it comes. Let's see if it determines who's going to be in first place at the end of this round. Stop at $100, Maggie. You avoided the whammy. $1,398. Randy has $250. And Pam, you have the advantage because you have $1,850. And you know what that advantage is all about. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this. And remember, the more spins you have, the more money you can win. And the player with the most money at the end of this round gets to keep it all and return again tomorrow. Not a bad deal. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Yes.
Now here comes the first question. What is the nation's most popular department store credit card? Pam?
Macy's.
Pam says Macy's. If she's right, she's going to pick up three valuable spins. I'm going to give Pam's answer to Randy and Maggie and two other answers. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer Macy's, JCPenney's, or Sears? Randy?
Sears.
Randy says Sears. Pam said Macy's. Let's talk to Maggie. What do you think?
Sears.
Well, the country's top department store credit card is Sears.
All
indeed.
Right.
You're a New Yorker, Pam. All right. That means Randy picks up some spins and he goes to one. Pam does not pick up any spins and Maggie picks up a spin and goes to one. And here's the second question. According to the Ford Modeling Agency in New York, what size by number should the ideal model's bust be these days? Randy?
36.
36, says Randy. All right, is the correct answer 36, 34, or 35? Pam?
34.
Pam says 34. And Maggie, what do you have to say about all this?
I'll say 34.
Maggie will say 34. Well, I'll tell you what. The correct answer is 35.
Oh.
I don't know anybody. Do you know anybody? 35. I never would have thought that. Who'd have thunk it? Well, nobody picked up any spins. Randy stays at one, Pam at zero, and Maggie at one. And here is our third question. 35. Interesting number. All right. What foreign country now turns out the most motor vehicles each year? Randy?
Japan.
Randy says Japan. All right. Is the correct answer Japan, Italy, or Germany? Pam.
Japan.
Pam says Japan. We're going to go over to Maggie and see what she has to say.
Japan.
3 for Japan. The big producer is Japan.
All
Everyone
right.
picks up Sin. Randy picks up a big 3, goes to 4. Pam picks up 1 and goes to 1. And Maggie doubles her total, goes to 2. And here's our fourth and final question. Tense up. This is the serious stuff. Celebrating a Lake Tahoe showroom appearance, 87-year-old George Burns was given a sterling replica of his trademark. What was it? Maggie.
Cigar.
A cigar, says Maggie. Is the correct answer a cigar, a whistle, or a musical note? Randy?
Cigar.
Randy goes along and says cigar. Pam, what do you think?
Cigar.
Cigar. 3 cigars, and indeed, George Burns' trademark is a cigar. Everybody wins on that one. Last question. That means Randy goes up 1-5. Pam picks up a spin and goes 2-2, and Maggie buzzed in. She gets 3 and goes to 5. And all our players will be taking those valuable spins to the big board to decide who the winner will be on Press Your Luck right after this.
An all-new 60 Minutes, then 2 exciting season premieres Sunday.
If you're in Southern California and would like to see Press Your Luck in person, just write to Press Your Luck. Tickets, 7800 Beverly Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90036.
Players, we weren't kidding when we said earlier that you can win a bundle on Press Your Luck, because as you can see, the value of that board has changed ever so dramatically. Not only are the prizes even more fabulous, but there's over $50,000 in cash up there just waiting to be won. Any single spin, you can pick up as much as $5,000, but let me caution you that the one thing that hasn't changed is the proverbial whammy. He is still up there waiting to take away all your money. Speaking of monies, we have Randy at $250. We have our champ at $1,398. You've already won $12,000, over $12,000. You are in second place. And we have Pam at $1,850, and you wound up with the highest total in round number one. That means that you'll be the last to play your spins and miss the final round, and that puts you in the driver's seat. Pam, we now go to the player with the least amount of money, Randy. You have that dubious distinction with $250, but you have 5 big spins. Are you ready to press your luck?
Yeah, you got it.
Here we go.
Here we go. Big bucks. Here comes the lead.
No way.
Stop.
A trip.
Oh,
Chris, what do you got? A trip right here for 2 6 nights, $2,562.
All
that gives
right.
you a grand total of $2,812. Puts you in first place, Randy, just like that.
Great.
You never know with this game.
Great.
You come from last to first in one spin. 4 spins left, press your luck or pass.
You know it. I'm
going to
press my luck.
I know it, Randy.
Oh, yeah. No whammies.
Feel more money.
No whammies. It's feeling lucky. Stop
it. Uh-oh. Whammy must have hurt you. That trip was short-lived, Randy. No dollars, but you've got 3 spins left. You can do a lot with 3 spins. You saw what you did with 1. You want to press your luck?
You know it.
Of course. Here we go.
All right. No more whammies. Some big bucks. Stop!
$7,000. That's pretty good-sized bucks, Randy. That gives you 1,000 third place. You've got 2 spins left. You want to press your luck or pass?
Can I press my luck?
All right. Here we go.
Big bucks. Stop it,
uh-oh. When you get home, Randy, I think you'll find your grass cut. No dollars, 1 spin, 2 whammies. You want to be careful, but you've got 1 spin left to try to pick up some dollars. 1 spin, you can pick up $5,000.
Okay.
You want to go for it?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready. This is the big one. Stop it,
$2,250.
Right.
1 spin, Randy, you're back in first place.
Great.
$2,250. We're now going to go over to Maggie with $1,398. She's our champ. 5 spins. You want to press your luck or pass, Maggie?
I want to press my luck.
I figured as much.
Stop.
Go back 2 spaces to $4,000. And a spin, Maggie. $5,398. You picked up a spin. You still got 5. You can press your luck or you can pass those spins to Randy since he's the player with the next highest amount of money. What do you want to do? It's a lot of spins.
I'm going to press my luck.
Maggie's going to press her luck. Here she goes. $5,398 at stake. $2,000, Maggie. Run a roll. $7,398. Four spins left. What do you want to do? Press it or pass it? Maggie, you gotta do something. You're going to pass. All right. Maggie's going to take those four big spins and pass them over to Randy. Here they come. Bingo. Randy, your spins, you've got to take two whammies up there. You don't want any more. Here we go.
No more whammies.
2250. Let's see what the strategy does.
A lot of money. Stop
at $1,500.
Right.
So far, it's in Randy's favor. $3,750 to Maggie's 7898. Randy, here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Stop at $2,000. Right. Randy's creeping up on
all
you, Maggie.
All right.
$5,750, two more spins that you've got to take. You don't want any whammies now, Randy.
No whammies in my future. Big bucks.
Stop at $1,500. The bar
all right.
is piling in.
That
puts you $148 less than Maggie. One more spin you got to take. Let's see if you come out alive.
This is tight.
Stop at $1,500, Randy. Two whammies, $8,750. You're up on Maggie by about $15, or about $1,200 or so. And now we're going to go to Pam with $1,850. Pam, this is two spins left. That's all you got is two. You can press your luck, or you can pass them. What are you
going
to do?
Oh, I'm going.
I figured as much, Pam. I had to ask.
All right, big money.
Here we go. Big dollars. Stop at $1,250, Maggie. Pam, I'm sorry. My mistake is Pam with $3,100. You're in third place, Pam. You're going to have to pick up something with another spin. You've got one more spin left. You can press your luck, or you can pass that spin to Randy. It's the game spin. Could be the game spin. Could put Randy into the championship and deprive Maggie of her third straight day. What are you going to do? Or you could come up with it, Pam.
I'm going to go.
Obviously, going to go. Here it is, the big spin. Let's see who the winner's going to be in Press Your Luck today.
Stop
at a tent trailer. That's not enough. That tent trailer is not enough money. It's $4,639. And that means the champion for today is Randy. Congratulations, Randy. You did it. With $8,750, and we'll be right back to find out exactly what you've won right after this. $50. Well done, Randy.
Great birthday present.
And I want to thank you very much for playing with us, Pam. You played real well. You're not going to go away empty-handed. We have some nice prizes for you, and you're certainly not going to go away empty-handed, Maggie. $12,680. You've been a terrific champion. I want to thank you. And Randy, we know we're going to be seeing you again tomorrow. It also happens to be your birthday. Well, how do you like your present? $8,750.
Best I ever had.
Well, it also happens to be the birthday of my uncle, who lives in Manchester Center in Vermont. Murray Alpert, happy 84th birthday. And remember, we'll see you again tomorrow, Randy. And until then, avert the whammy's gaze, lest you lose your winning ways. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. For international entertaining or everyday meals, West Bend's Electric Oriental Wok. It's ideal for stir-frying, simmering, and stewing. And lose weight with control. Control capsules give your willpower the help it needs so you can eat less and lose weight. Use as directed. And enjoy the air you breathe with this Pure Air Machine. High and low speed citrus fragrance. Also introducing Ragu Pizza Quick Complete Kit. For homemade pizza, just open the box. It's Pizza Quick Kit. And open your own pizzeria. And take a little work out of kitchen chores. The Oster can opener, the citrus juicer, has power pierce and magnetic lid lifter. The cutting blade can be removed for easy cleaning, and the juicer makes pulp-free juice.
Tonight, as Premier Week continues, a master magician and a deadly trick leave Rick and AJ under false illusions. Donald O'Connor guest stars on the mystifying season premiere of Simon and Simon, tonight at 9, 8 Central and Mountain.
with this Pure Air Machine high and low speed citrus fragrance. And introducing Ragu Pizza Quick, complete kit for homemade pizza. Just open a box. It's Pizza Quick Kit. And open your own pizzeria. Also, take a little work out of kitchen chores. The Oster Can Opener Citrus Juicer has power pierce and magnetic lid lifter. The cutting blade can be removed for easy cleaning, and the juicer makes pulp-free juice.
Speaking for Fresh Your Look, it's a Letters Company presentation. This program has been edited for broadcast.